Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our worship here at Faith. It's good to have you with us. Cold outside, but we always remember, as has been the other Sundays, just remember how much colder it would be just about anywhere else. But a beautiful morning for us to begin worshiping with joy what our Savior's given to us today. And after a couple of weeks where we've had somebody else in the pulpit, it's good to be able to be back to join with you for these things. I want to thank Pastor Keller, who filled in last week while Tim and Yvonne Berkey and myself were at Doxology. We'll have a report on how things went and what we gleaned from Doxology at a later time. A couple of things that I've been asked to share with you this morning. First of all, today is the day we have got a special time of fellowship after our worship this morning. So, and the ladies have been busy setting up, it's our altar guild that's in charge of it this morning. So we hope you can join us back in Narthex number 2. It's the public area. You'll see that this green carpet goes all the way back past the drinking fountain, and then it's just beyond those double doors there. Please join us. Then at 9:30, we have actually set aside our new Bible studies that we're going to start today. We'll now start next Sunday. The informational meeting, we had one last night, and we're going to have another one today where we're going to be passing along some information on behalf of the congregation and then fielding a bunch of questions and going through a discussion of just what's going to be taking place here in our church in the months to come. So we hope that you can join us also for that. I have been given a couple things here. First of all, I've got a couple of sheets on a table in the back. That if you want to take one of these, you can. But this is for next Sunday. In concert, Don Wharton. This is at Hope Lutheran in Hudson. And Don Wharton is a Christian singer, songwriter, author, humorist, and plane crash survivor. So next Sunday at 4 o'clock at Hope Lutheran in Hudson, it says a free will offering will be taken for Don's ministry. So we do look forward to be able to join that. We also have got a fellowship event next Sunday afternoon that those people that participated in that will talk more about that next week. Also, won't be making much mention of that much in worship, but the brochure for the next cruise for the congregation, that's in 2019, is in the back this morning. There are details. You can take a copy of that and look at those for yourself. We have a few poinsettias left. Not very many that are in good condition, but we do have a few, and we probably need to get those taken care of. So they also are back in the area where we're going to be having our fellowship this morning. We'd like you to be able, if you can take one of those, by all means, please do so. Only other thing I have here is that the Ladies Guild Fashion Show, the tickets will be available also between the services for this morning. So we want to make sure that you let us know that you were here this morning. There are these cards in the racks in front of you, our Faith Fellowship cards. Please fill those out for us for both our members and our guests for this morning. And on this Sunday, when we recognize our Lord's baptism, we begin by calling to mind our own. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And now I ask you before God, who searches the heart, do you sincerely confess that you have sinned against God by what you have done and by what you have left undone and deserve his wrath and punishment? If so, then declare by saying, I do confess. I do confess. Indeed, we should confess, for Holy Scripture declares, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. Do you heartily repent of all your sins committed in thought, word, and deed? If so, then declare by saying, I do repent. I do repent. Indeed, we should repent, as did the penitent sinners. King David, who prayed for a contrite heart. Peter, who wept bitterly. The sinful woman at the feet of Jesus. The prodigal son, and others. Do you sincerely believe that God, by grace for Jesus' sake, will forgive you all your sins? If so, then declare by saying, I do believe. I do believe. Indeed, we should believe, for Holy Scripture declares, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Do you promise that with the aid of the Holy Spirit, you will from this time forward take up the battle against sin in your life and live that forgiven life in the light of Christ? If so, then declare by saying, I do promise. As you confess, repent, believe, and promise, so let it be unto you. It is my privilege and joy to announce to you that Jesus has taken away your burdens by his death and resurrection. According to his own command, I, as a servant of the word and called as pastor and servant of the word, declare that your sins are forgiven in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray together. Father in heaven, at the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan River, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in his name faithful in their calling as your children and inheritors with him of everlasting life. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
Today's readings from Holy Scripture are for the baptism of our Lord. The Old Testament reading is found in Genesis chapter 1, the creation of the world. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. This is the word of the Lord. Our epistle lesson is found in the book of Romans, chapter 6. Dead to sin, alive to God. St. Paul writes, "What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. For one who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. For the death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Long ago, at many times and in various ways, God spoke to the forefathers by the prophets.
Please stand as a sign of resurrection hope. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair and wore a leather belt around his waist and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And when he came up out of the water, immediately he saw the heavens opening and the Spirit descending on him like a dove, and a voice came from heaven, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. We take a portion of Dr. Martin Luther's small catechism, the first two parts on baptism. What is baptism? Baptism is not just plain water, but it is the water included in God's command and combined with God's word. Which is that word of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." What benefits does baptism give? It works forgiveness of sins, rescues from death and the devil, and gives eternal salvation to all who believe this, as the words and promises of God declare. Which are these words and promises of God? Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Mark, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." You may be seated. Friends, may God's grace, mercy, and peace be with you. The blessings that God gives to us in his Savior through the waters of holy baptism. Amen. My text is those words that we've heard before. Maybe a number of times from Romans chapter 6. "Do you not know that all of us were baptized into Christ Jesus, were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him by baptism into death in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his." Friends, did you know that there's a place not far from here, maybe even within walking distance from here, that you can go and supposedly find endless riches? Sound familiar? Well, there's a couple places we could go. One place might be the Gulf of Mexico. Just whatever it is that is out there, people, especially the ones that don't mind doing deep sea diving, sometimes it's astounding what they can find. And indeed, underwater and out in our oceans and stuff is probably a real trove of treasures waiting yet to be either discovered or rediscovered. This may sound a little strange, but I did use the word riches. And the singular of riches is rich. Well, for everybody that has got the name Rich, Richard, or any of those surnames, apparently there's a group of them, there's a convention for them. They meet every 5 years. The next meeting is in 2021 in April, and it's a convention of riches. Apparently, almost endless riches. And then, of course, about 20 years ago, there was a special TV program in which they had finally been able to get a hold of some of the buildings where Al Capone used to live in Chicago. And they were convinced that he must have left behind just tons of riches somehow. So they just start going from room to room, exploding all the different doors and vaults that they could find in there, and they found nothing. Well, it could be that maybe it was the Florida homestead he had, including one in area here in other parts of Florida. Maybe that's where they are. Real close, closer than perhaps we would have cared for from back at that time. But I think probably what a lot of you are thinking of about. Now, for those of you that just came down as snowbirds and hadn't heard, there was apparently, while I was at Doxology last weekend, I think it was one that was called Mega Millions. One winner who bought its ticket at the 7-Eleven in Port Richey. And so, almost walking distance from here. And you know what has happened since then is almost predictable. The sales of just about every kind of those different games that you can buy tickets for are up over 400% at that location. Because apparently people are convinced if one ticket can be sold, another one can be sold as well. And the good news for the store, it's a win-win for them because they actually, I found out, do get a small chunk of change for being the store where the winning ticket was sold at. But the most interesting thing is that, you know, we kind of got word early in the week what kind of a person may have been who won this thing, but it really didn't seem to matter. I know for a fact that I didn't buy a ticket for that, and yet I had relatives coming out of the woodwork that I hadn't heard from years who just happened to be asking me, hey, do you need help spending millions of dollars? And it's like, well, okay. Actually, no, I don't need help for things I don't have. But you know, they're all running to the wrong place. If you are looking for real riches, that is not where you want to go. And there's a couple reasons for that. Not the least of which is apparently the tendency of people is to go back to that place and maybe they can get their multi-million winning ticket. And I know that all the places sell different kinds of winning tickets of smaller amounts, but apparently no business establishment like that has ever sold a second grand prize winner ever. And as for the people that have won these, I was shocked by this. Almost 30% of winners from years and years and years ago have eventually had to file bankruptcy. And even those who really had their heart in the right place, had their heart really set on being able to do the work of the Lord, as one of the individuals made a quote, I get absolutely no rest. And you know, eventually, all those riches come to an end. In a very short period of time, even for someone who is collecting who is only 20 years old. These are not the riches, my friends, that we want to have anything to do with. So now, there's only one thing that we can look at. Where the real riches are. That has these words. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? The real riches, my friends, is someplace right here. And it's a place that almost every one of us that are gathered here this morning need not walk to again because we have already been there. But it is the only place where one can find true and lasting riches already given for life at the cost of the life of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, you have a life that is filled with more of the type of riches that are going to be able to benefit you both in this life and the life to come. Because of the death of Jesus. Yes, we have been baptized into his death. And while it was, especially as it happened, a tragic thing to watch take place, amongst his followers, even his own mother. Still, for us, it brings to us the type of riches that even the slightest, tiniest blessing given by God is worth more than all of the gold and silver in the world. And that's why my message for this morning is entitled, Up There, But Was Brought Down Here. That was Jesus who paid the price for our sins with his own life. The only way it could be done. God sending his son into the world, who lives a life which meant that God would not require a price for his sins because there were no sins. And yet Jesus died anyway. So now God accepts that price of Jesus' death on behalf of the sins of every one of you and me as well. Because then when Jesus rose to the right hand of the throne on high, what he gives to us are indeed those blessings. The power of the Holy Spirit, his riches, his gifts, his fruits, all of the things that allow us to live the life in Jesus Christ. Because we were buried by baptism, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. We walk into a world now in which we don't necessarily see the darkness of this world. We don't go pining after things that are here today and gone tomorrow. We don't place our hope into things where you have a better chance, even if a winning ticket was sold locally, you have a better chance of being struck by lightning 15 times than you do of winning a grand prize that still will not do you any good in life everlasting. You know, friends, just a couple weeks ago, and I know that some of you, because it was New Year's Eve, we saw some of you, we didn't see others of you, but for those of you that missed the third vice president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, you missed a treat. Dr. Nabil Noor had the energy of 300 people and had a special message for us on our 60th anniversary. But before anybody had arrived on Sunday morning, it was just he and I, and we were walking around, and I had gone over to unlock that door over there. And he met me in front of the baptismal fountain. He says, why is this located here? And when you're dealing with one of the church officials, you're always wondering, okay, am I being given a quick little vignette theology test here? What's he asking me here? But I told him, I said, you look at the backing that was put behind the baptismal font. I said, we've got some banners that go there. And the setting that we have there, I said, it is a good place. And he said very pointedly, I understand that. But he said, you understand that there's only one place it should ever be, and that's right here. And not for the purpose of trying to make people where they have to try to sidle around it so that they can get up here to the Lord's Supper. But he reminded me that the only way here to God's presence of Christ's body and blood is through the waters of holy baptism. His point was valid, and his point was clear. And are we at some point going to try to move things over? Maybe not, because still, what the Lord gives to us is as a blessing. Jesus himself was baptized out in a river. On a time, especially where it must have been at a time when things were a little warmer than they are this morning. But it's all about, it's not about the location. It's about what we have received as we are buried with him by baptism. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. And then comes that final section. You see, if we've been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Unfortunately, Death is still a part of our reality. That, no matter what Jesus has done for us, has not changed. But what has changed is what we get to look forward to. You know, even as the disciples were stuck in a fog of what had just happened on a Friday, and when all of a sudden the events of Easter Sunday began to take place, so all of a sudden perhaps we find ourselves sometimes in life in a fog, stuck between our spiritual Good Fridays of the tragedies of life that we can't make sense of, and an Easter Sunday that is going to come, but we don't feel the joy of it just yet. But that's where Jesus sends us his Holy Spirit and reminds us that there are certain things in life that will guide us through no matter what we have to face. So in that light, I wanted to show you something. Just what we need. Another little thing here. This one you probably recognize from Publishers Clearing House. Win $5,000 a week forever. Why is that up there? Well, in my last congregation in Green Valley, Illinois, the year was 2009. And one of my members, and not just any member, but the equivalent that we would have here, and some of you, this name isn't going to mean much, but for some, it's going to mean a lot. That congregation's version of Leora Laubaugh, who had played the organ and had directed choirs for better than 45 years, was notified by Publishers Clearing House that she was going to be one of 32 finalists for the grand prize. That's how they do it, by the way. You don't just, amongst the millions of entrants, they just don't happen to show up at your house and you've won $5,000 a week forever. No. They notify, they pick 32 people who are guaranteed at least $1,000. And then out of that, then will come the grand prize winner. But they not only notify the individual, they notify the news media. And somehow or another, when she was informed about that she was one of the finalists, her first call was to me. And she's like, she wasn't embarrassed. She was, in fact, excited. She says, you know, the prospects of where God is leading us is so exciting. And I said, well, I said, I have a hunch you're going to have some microphones coming to your house soon. I said, have you thought about what you might say? And she's like, well, I haven't, but since you have told me that, and she said, one of the news entities have already called me. Well, when it was all said and done, she decided she was only going to do it once. And so in her house were stuffed some way or another five different news media entities with cameras and so forth. And so what did she do? What she always does. She was sitting and playing at the organ, and even while they were interviewing her, the music continued in the background that she was playing, and her husband, who was only going to be alive for a short while longer after that, was there with his hands on her shoulders. I mean, the moment may have been staged a little bit, but the song that she chose was not. And during that whole time, she was playing those words, "On Christ the solid rock I stand. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness." And it just played over and over again. And she made the comment before the people. She said, "Where the Lord guides me is where the Lord guides this." No, she didn't win the grand prize. But what she did win was used, knowing that her time as an organist was about to come to an end, to help purchase a new instrument, a keyboard, a really, really nice keyboard that would help the congregation to be able to provide music in the years to come. Oh, yes. Those kinds of things remind us that for all of us, if we've been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Because, my friends, not long after that, her health also began to fail. And I had to begin to help the family find an assisted living facility, and we found one that she was willing to go to after a lot of coaxing for two reasons. Number one was that just outside her door was a grand piano that she could sit down and play whenever she wanted. But the other was a small chapel with a baptismal font in the midst of it, one that, who knows, may never in a facility like that have ever actually been used. But it was there to remind her that if we have been united with him in a death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. When she went to the assisted living facility, she lived only 16 days before she was granted everlasting life. But the Lord has taken those riches and has distributed them in the midst of lessons learned and spiritual fruits that have been given to people time and time and time again, simply because she, as well as so many of us, remind ourselves what we have been given. My friends, in the midst of something that has been a part of almost every one of our lives here, this not only follows us into everlasting life, it is what opens the door to it. Without regards for age or whatever, my friends, all of you are preparing for that time of everlasting life, but we do so knowing that Jesus has given us the greatest riches of all, riches that will never, ever be taken away. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Jesus Christ. Amen. And so we continue then with the confession of our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. It'll be up on the screen, or you may follow along. It's always on the inside back cover of the hymnal. Please stand as we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. We receive our offerings. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we praise you for your whole creation, for the beauty of the earth, for the orderly passage of days. But as sin has brought only chaos, disorder, and false promises to the lives of all, you sent your Son who by your word and spirit has given us everlasting riches, restoring your world through his cross and resurrection. Bring that same restoration to the lives of all of those baptized into Christ, to all who do not yet know Christ, that we may live our days in peace and joy. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Because this is a world that seems more and more alienated from you all the time, bring us back to a reminder of what the power that you have given to us in simple elements such as water, such as bread and wine, really can do. Proclaim the restoration of peace and life everlasting through your servants and through word and sacrament. Send your Holy Spirit as Jesus Christ is proclaimed in each of our hearts, amongst members of our families, amongst our neighborhoods, our workplaces, and wherever your love leads us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, you have led our congregation in safety, in joy, and also in your word for better than 60 years. In the midst of these special meetings that are coming here in the weeks to come, we can only ask that even as our prayer is that your name be hallowed, your kingdom come and your will be done, then indeed it is your will that will be done in our midst. Wherever we must go, may we walk together. May our hearts and lives and the very essence of everything that we are and do be placed in the center of everything, that we can see that you have a plan and purpose, as you do for us individually and as families, as we gather here at the family of faith. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and comfort to all who are in sorrow or need, sickness, sadness, trials, loneliness, or any other malady that keeps us from appreciating the special eternal blessings and riches that you give to us. Set each of those people free in the forgiveness of their sins to faithfully look to you, the God of peace. We now lift up before you someone in our own lives that we lift up to you and by name in a moment of silence. Lord, as the Lord of healing and life, grant them that which only you can give. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We now sing the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
We conclude by praying together. Almighty God, at your word you brought order and beauty to a dark world, and at the baptism of your Son, you restore order and life to us. Help us to live our baptism joyfully, looking to you in faith for the forgiveness of our sins and the hope of eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Who has delivered us from our sins and given relief to our weary souls? Go out into the world in peace, have courage, hold to what is good. Return no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak. Help the suffering. Honor all people, love and serve the Lord, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. And may the Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you. Friends, remember, we have got a fellowship out behind our worship area back here. We hope that you'll all stay and join us for that. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.